I've been watching. Have you heard of this podcast? I don't know if it's a podcast. It's like a show or whatever. It's called White Belly something. Fuck, I forgot. It's about, he interviews like people that are on the street, people that are addicts. Like, it's crazy. People still have guns.
Do I want to fucking cry every fucking night?
No,
of course not. Of course I'm not watching that shit.
Oh, Soft White Underbelly. Let's go. I was like, what the fuck is this?
It sounds familiar, but no. No, I'm busy watching Stuttering John. No, tell me,
what is up with Stuttering John?
Oh, shit. Are we going to get into Stuttering John? That's a whole fucking... Dude, that's like... Do you have the next 4 hours open?
I do.
Stuttering John. All right, let's talk about Stuttering John. Stuttering John is the most... Probably... it's so fucking amazing, this guy. This guy started on the Howard Stern show as, you know... Howard Stern found him pretty much a stuttering, mumbling fuck that just stuttered and shit. And was like, holy shit, this is a fucking, like, that dude is so funny. He's fucking stuttering and mumbling. He's retarded, right? Let's see. Let's write fucking questions for this stuttering, mumbling prick to ask celebrities. Mm-hmm. So that's what he did. He fucking brought this guy on to ask celebrities these questions, and he's like all stuttering and mumbling.
Why didn't they ever do a lesbian thing with Kang Lacey?
I guess we weren't in the mood.
Do you have a fart in the bathtub?
Of course. It's fun. It makes that little sound.
Are you a fan of Howard Stern's?
No.
Oh, this is Howard Stern. I mean, this is my work?
Yeah.
Why don't you like him?
I think he's crude.
Just like that.
Exactly like that. Because what happened was, this Stuttering John thought he was funny. And he's brilliant. And like, he's the one that's like, the funny guy.
A, you're not funny.
Mm-hmm.
I know you think you're funny. Do you think you're funny?
Yeah.
You're not.
Okay.
Let me ask you, do you see yourself as funny?
I thought you thought I was funny.
No. You are funny when I tell you what to say, and you're yourself, and you're genuine, and you stammer. That's funny.
So you're saying I should be more genuine?
In other words, you would never be a stand-up comedian.
Mm-hmm.
You're not funny. And when you try to be funny, you come off obnoxious.
Okay.
And then what happened, do you know Jay Leno from The Tonight Show?
Yeah.
So Jay Leno, he hated Howard Stern. He saw Stuttering John. He was like, hey, I got a great idea. Let's offer Stuttering John an absurd amount of money, bring him on to our staff. He can ask these questions, thinking that Stuttering John was the one coming up with these questions.
Oh.
Just put out like a couple of things today about John and the Tonight Show.
Sure.
The fact that Leno literally said this guy was a waste of time and space. It was not a good hire. It was a spite hire.
And I quote,
Howard,
I've made a huge mistake.
A spite hire to get back at Howard that went horribly wrong because they realized they hired someone who was incapable of doing anything.
Brings zero to the table.
Nothing.
For half a mil.
So they just moved him around until they could get rid of him.
Yeah.
For a while.
It's like he's lucky he didn't get put in the mailroom. You know?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
where they
yeah.
send people that can't
it was
really...
the best mailroom person at NBC.
Okay, so he sticks with them till, I forget when his show ended, 2012. After 2012, Stuttering John did nothing.
Really?
Stuttering John did nothing. Then he came up with a podcast. He wanted to do a podcast because, you know, everyone's doing a podcast, right?
It's trendy.
And it was terrible.
Can't take that away from me, can you? Yep. You can't take that away. When I check into hotels, that's what they do. Because they realize my importance to the entertainment community. I'll say it. Obama said this when he was a senator, and I'll say it every day. Say it with me. Love. I love Nazis. Dude, I wish I could. You know, look, man. They got me fired from school. They canceled my stand-up gigs. And they are trying to get my fucking Twitter taken away from me. Okay? How would you feel? I'm a fucking idiot. Bingo. I'm at the hotel. I had to use my head. Since I am a VIP, I forgot to bring my fucking brush. So I took these two comb. I took these two forks and used it to do a comb, you see? Am I a genius or what?
You know, I don't mind talking about sex, by the way. It's not that big of a deal to me. There's nothing taboo about sex. We all have it. We all do it. So let's stop pretending that we're any better than each other because we're all the same.
How much sex is this guy having? Who's having sex with him? Who's dating this fucking guy? If I had to guess, I would say he's banging old granny homeless bitches, which is completely disgusting. But look at him. Who's banging him besides old homeless grandmas?
And then there was podcasts. Like, who are these podcasts that their whole thing is to make fun of podcasts? So they start making fun of Stuttering John.
Of course.
Today, we'll be talking about the man who broke the internet this past weekend. Well, at least the dad wasn't out of his subreddit. Stuttering John Melendez has finally come on his show this past Saturday, talking to Major Richard Ojeda. And he confessed that he has been a substitute teacher. Now, as you'll remember, this photo leaked of him with a woman who tweeted out, hey, it was great to meet John in my classroom as he was substitute teaching. And he said, no, that's a lie. That's a Photoshopped image. It was the most ridiculous lie John's ever tried to pull off because nobody believed it for a second. There was so much evidence of it, obviously photographic evidence, but also students were tweeting in real time, like, holy crap, Senator John Melendez is my teacher today. And he just kept denying it.
Yeah, sure. He's the only person in history to claim Photoshop of a picture with no nudity and nothing bad in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, just a pleasant like, photo.
Who would Photoshop this? Like, what are you, who's putting this together? For what?
Do you remember some guy named Shuley?
Yes, I do remember Shuley.
You remember Shuley? Yeah, he was all right on the Stern Show, right?
Yeah. Yeah. What did he do again? I can't remember.
He just did a bunch of fucking, well, originally he was just a caller. And if you,
that's what it was.
If you remember, all Stuttering John did on the Howard Stern Show was take calls. He was the call screener. So Shuley was a caller that just called in and had bits or fucking funny shit to say. Eventually, Howard Stern hired Shuley to be like when he went to Sirius, he hired Shuley to be in the newsroom. Yeah, he was fucking, you know, he came up with really funny bits. He was a funny guy. During that time that Shuley was on there, Stuttering John was on, you know, Jay Leno, but then Jay Leno went off the air in 2012. So 2012 to 2020, Stuttering John had no job, but he would bust the balls of Shuley. He would sometimes go out to fucking try to find Shuley. And of course, Shuley can't fucking do an interview. He can't do shit because he's working for Stern. And Stern wants nothing to do with Stuttering John.
Hey, man, don't you think it's funny that the guy that coined the frame, you know, coined the phrase jump the shark, now works for the show that jumped the shark? Come on, Shuley. Shuley, what are you more afraid of? Like walking down Howard's hallway or watching Baba Booey eat shrimp? I'm just curious. Julie, come on. Talk to me. I'm your buddy. What, have you been told not to talk to me?
I get security to get this guy away from me.
No, you can't get security. Can you get security? Shuli, you want to get security for me? I'm your friend. Come on, Shuli. Shuli, I'll buy you a beer. Come on. Oh, man. What a shame. Shuli Iga has asked me.
So finally, Shuli got sick of Stuttering John and was like, you know what? I'm going to do my own podcast.
And so that's why we named it Radio Gunk.
But what does gunk mean, really?
It's just the name his friends in high school made up.
What the fuck?
It's just the name his friends in high school made up.
Hey, but what does gunk mean again?
He just winked at a beer truck going by.
Yeah.
Where you going, big girl?
Let's get back to the wink fest.
Really?
It's just the name his friends in high school made up. Because he was such an awkward-looking guy, so they called him Gunky. Whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck yourself.
Well, listen. glitches.
Now it sounds beautiful. It's perfect.
That killed me.
Oh, shit. I had no idea that was.
Yes. And today, I think the Uncle Rico show was born, I don't know, maybe 2021, 2000, even 2022. With Bob Levy, funk comic. He was on Stern and all that, and Mike Morse. They have dedicated every single week to making fun of Stuttering John.
Damn.
And his horrible fucking shows.
That's crazy.
It's just fucking amazing. Like, and there's a whole fucking thing called the Dabbleverse that is dedicated to making fun of Stuttering John because he's such a retard.
That's crazy.
I wish
that people are going to make all this shit about you. That's crazy.
No, and not make shit up. Like, it's just true. Play his shit. Like, just play his fucking, like, his podcast every day. I wish I was more prepared. I didn't even think we were going to talk about this.
It's not good. I'm never prepared. You're all good.
Not only is he fucking retarded, he claims to be a Mensa member. Do you know what a Mensa member is? Someone with an IQ of over 160. They are the elite, intelligent people.
Super happy fun chatter. Thanks for the $2. John, can we see your Mensa member card? I don't know if I can find it now. I didn't even have my SAG-AFTRA card when I was signing in today because it's somewhere around here.
Now, you've said that the Mensa thing is a joke, right?
What?
Come on. No. Let's be real, John. Let's be honest.
No, it's not
people.
Here. I don't have it here.
Are you a member of Mensa? Yes
or no? Of course.
No, come on. No shtick. Let's go.
No, of course. Of course.
What test did you take to become a member of Mensa?
I took the test to get in.
The Mensa test?
Yes.
What's it?
Yes.
Come on.
I don't remember what it's called.
You've gone on the record saying it was just a joke.
Nelson's.
Wow, I don't think Keith is one of those.
You're goddamn right he's not. It's a whole fucking thing. He claims that he's still rich, which he's not. Because he goes on show, like, he begs people for money. He gets super chats for, like, $2. Like, he's online, like, begging for super chats. Like, $2 a super chat. Like, it's the most pathetic thing. Like, I can't even do the Dabblers verse fucking justice for the work they do on this fucking guy. Like, this guy is
what a waste of time and energy. So this is crazy, like, how many people, like, get famous or whatever. Like, look at this dude. Look at him. How does somebody like that? How? It'd be the right place, right time, I guess.
Because he was famous back in the day, the 90s. Like, everyone knew Stuttering John from the Howard Stern show. But he wasn't famous for doing something he did. He was famous for doing what Howard wanted him to do.
Right.
And then he got famous for just being pathetic and a loser. Oh my God. I wish we can fucking go into the whole fucking Dabblerverse. Because it's oh hours and hours of fucking, like, you have to deep dive into this shit. This dude is
fucking. I don't think I want to go there. It's like going on a rabbit hole. You don't come out for a while, you know?
Oh, this is definitely a rabbit hole you will not come out of.
Yeah. Because
there is so much in there. So much. Everything's this so guy
up about their whole story. It really is.
Stuttering John is so he's delusional.
You can tell. He's like dementia.
And everyone just fucks with him. Like he's everything you don't want to be on the internet.
Like who allowed him to be like on his own this long? He's been in an assisted living facility or something at this point. Like, what the fuck?
So you're saying Stuttering John should be in an assisted living facility?
He's a little insane.
Man, well, hey, you know, I don't know.
Maybe I don't know. Right. They said I should be too, so I don't know.
Then I think we should leave it at that. So
yes.
If you want to support the podcast, you know, you can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/camgirldiaries with a Z. Listen on your favorite podcasting platforms, camgirldiaries.com. Of course, you can follow us on Instagram, camgirldiaries with a Z. That's it. Cam Girl Diaries After Dark. Of course, if you want to watch Cam Girl Diaries podcast, you know, interview Luscious Leisha interviewing some cam girls every Monday, 10 a.m. And After Dark is whenever, I guess. I don't know. Guess
After Dark.
That out, huh? Yeah, it's After Dark.
Yeah. Late.
Late. Like, what's late to you? Like, late to me is
4, 5.
P.M.?
That's when I go to bed.
All right, Golden Girl. Oh, my bad. I didn't know you.
Yeah.
All right, Blanche. My bad, Blanche. I didn't know I was talking to fucking Blanche Devereaux.
You know now. Get this shit right.
Hey, Blanche Devereaux. She was kind
of. That would be me.
I bang her. I bang Blanche.
I'd be Blanche all day, every day. No Sophia for this bitch.
Oh, Sophia! She's like 83 and like, all right, that's a whole different episode. Come on now. All right, you sick fuck. Keep all right, real. See you guys next time.
Peace out.